This week, we heard from a couple of Rochester residents who are among the tens of thousands who lost their jobs because of the coronavirus pandemic. Today, in the final part of our series, WXXI's Beth Adams looks at how the process of filing for unemployment insurance has become a job itself.
When Allison Roberts lost her job at the Jewish Community Center on March 16th, she tried applying for unemployment benefits but couldn't get through by phone or online. After weeks of this, the human resources representative from the JCC started helping her with assistance from the office of a local member of Congress.
Finally, I got something suddenly saying, "You're approved," even though I never answered any questions. "There's a debit card coming for you in 3 weeks." Got the debit card in a couple days, which I was like, oh my gosh, that's awesome.
But every time Roberts tried to activate the debit card, she heard this recorded message.
"There seems to be a delay in the funding of some accounts. Please check back later to see if the funds have been posted."
About a week later, the call finally went through, and she was able to access her unemployment payments almost 2 months after her first attempt to claim them. By then, the New York State Department of Labor was reporting a backlog of over 7,500 pending unemployment applications. People were criticizing the state's antiquated technology. The department says it wasn't designed to withstand the torrent of requests that poured in. Over 2.7 million unemployment claims were processed in the first 3 months of the pandemic, more than three times the number that were handled in all of 2019. Since then, the Labor Department says it has installed a new automated phone system and a new chat function on its website. People who are waiting for their applications to be approved may now get a text or an email updating the status of their claim. At Action for a Better Community in Rochester, Edwin Agrone is the employment liaison for the Bridges to Success program. He helps clients file their unemployment claims by going online for them.
"They've never met me. They've never seen me in person or such, but they feel comfortable enough to give me their social security number, give me their driver's license identification, all their information. And then, I tell them I'll continue on my end. And once I get far enough where I need your responses, I'll call you right back."
Sometimes he says he would get to question number 45 on a questionnaire, and then the session would time out, and he had to start the whole process over from the beginning.
"Some of these unemployment sessions can last 4 hours.
Agrone does say the application process seems less arduous in recent weeks, but he says he still can't get past the automated phone system to talk to a representative for help in troubleshooting. A spokesperson for the Department of Labor says those who have not yet received their benefits are now the exception, not the rule. She said many of the outstanding claims are complex and may require special attention, but they will keep working until everyone gets their benefits. For WXXI News, I'm Beth Adams.